Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
We get together.
Bourbon Survivor, Illawarra, Jade and Damien. We need a winner, Suburban Survivor. Champion of champions, who's going to take the win? Most likely Damien.
Last week we got to a point where it's like, we've had a gutful. You pair fighting, bickering, eye gouging like a couple of teenagers. We got to a point where it's like, nah, no more. We need to sort this out. We need a definitive winner to find out who is the best person. Who is the true champion?
The champion of champions.
Yeah, because we're very competitive. There's no doubt.
Competitive. I mean, it's just the way
it is.
Thursday, we dropped Damien at Oak Flats, which is about 9.65 approximate kilometres from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Friday, we dropped Jade in Farnborough Heights, roughly the same kind of distance. Stopwatch on both of you. Whoever made it back first to the radio station was the winner.
Now, bear this in mind. We were blindfolded. We were put in a location. Yeah. We didn't know where we were. We had rules about how we got around and transport.
Yes.
There was scooters and mobility scooters and all sorts of other things that we used along the way.
Just making each other stop and eat breakfast.
That happened as well. There was pies and there was the whole lot. It was all there.
It was a lot of fun, I've got to say. And the amount of people that helped us and helped get us from that point back to the station. Mm. But there can only be one winner.
Yeah. Jade. You are right. Okay, you came in here. You were 9 minutes faster than me. And look, I will admit defeat. And on this very special occasion, I have a trophy for you.
A trophy?
I have a trophy. It is the greatest and best trophy in the world to the winner of Suburban Survival, the one and only Miss Jade Tonto.
Yay!
Oh,
it is a toilet.
Beautiful.
It is a golden toilet, and it does say this is the greatest and best trophy in the world.
Well, I mean,
it's a bit of a crappy trophy, if you ask me.
It is a little bit crappy, but you know, I mean, trophies aren't easy to come by. They can be quite expensive, all right?
Yes.
And I mean, all I can say really regarding this trophy is,
this is the greatest and best trophy in the world. Tribute. About a week ago, me and my friend Jade here, we was fighting about who was the best on our show. All of a sudden, they yelled the voice of Dino, saying, no more fighting, let's sort this out once and for all. And he said,
play Suburban Survivor, or I'll eat your soul.
Well, me and Jade, we looked at each other, and we said, okay. So we wore blindfolds and we hit the road to a place in the Illawarra. It was a race to get back home. Was convinced the winner would be Damien. Jade was quick, she had an alcohol boost to poor old Damien. Tried to win on his mobility scooter. It was destiny. High on the way and a big in it roll. There wasn't much in it and the clock soon showed someone had slow. Needless to say, Illawarra was stunned. 9 minutes lead, and Jade had won. She asked Damien, how did you lose? And he said, Jade, I wore wrong shoes. This is just a tribute. Couldn't afford the greatest trophy in the world. No, this is a tribute to the greatest trophy in the world. To the greatest trophy in the world. To the greatest trophy in the world.
Oh yeah.
Jade.
Well done.
That is so good. Thank you so much. I love my toilet trophy.
Well, there you go.
And I'm glad that I won because there's no way I could have produced a song like that for you.
Right, fair enough. Fair enough.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm surprised that I made it back in the time I did with Suburban Survivor because Sydney on the weekend, on Saturday, had the big Dolly musical, 9 to 5, oh, very excited. Right. 16 girls in a Hummer heading up to the Big Smoke, and whole way the girls were singing this. Working
9 to 5.
And that's really the only line, you know? And then you keep just doing that on repeat.
I mean, could you guys hear each other talking with 16 women all in a Hummer? It would have been like,
Full on. It was full on. Well, the good thing is, I actually wasn't in the Hummer on the way up, and I thought, this is great. Wow. I stayed in Sydney the night before because I'm like, I'm going to get ahead of the curve. I'm going to get there early, relax at Capitol Theatre, you know, maybe just have a drink, and then they'll all rock on in, and then we'll go into the show. So I ended up catching the train to Town Hall, and I checked all their map out before I left. I'm like, okay, yes, well, I used to live in Sydney. I'll be right. And then I got out at Town Hall and I was on the phone and I had my Apple sat nav up, but I hadn't pressed go on it. So I thought, you know, it was telling me where to go. And I'm just walking and chatting on the phone. And after about 20 minutes, I was like, man, we should be at Capitol Theatre by now.
It's just up the road from the central. I mean, you should have got straight to it.
I know. It should have taken me 5 minutes. I'm like, why is it taking me so long? Oh, stupid sat-nav. Anyway, I'd walked in the wrong direction. Oh, no. I was nearly at Circular Quay. Pull over and ask these guys that were working like at a shop, and I said, where's Capitol Theatre? And I said, we should be down here like 5 minutes. And he goes, no, it's back that way.
Oh,
you walked like half an hour away. So I'm running down to Capitol Theatre, and I got there all sweaty, and they actually got there before me, the Hummer. And then when I went to go in, there was a guy that stopped me. He went, no. Where's your ticket? And I went, my ticket's with my friends. Didn't you see them 16 girls? We all had these white Dolly shirts on. I'm part of the group. Look, I've got a shirt. And he's like, yeah, but you need a ticket. And so I'm trying to ring them, but the show had started. No one was answering their phone.
You were late to the show, Jade.
I was late to the show, and they wouldn't let me in. To get in because they had my ticket. So I'm standing at the front going to the guy, please, I've got a Dolly shirt like everyone else. Let me into the show. And then finally, one of the ladies felt sorry for me because I was about to start crying. And she's like, going, okay, we'll let you in, but there's a lockout. So you have to stand there and, you know, you've got to stand there and watch the show from the TV.
You missed the show.
I know. So I missed the first 15 minutes of the show. And then I finally got in. I'm like, that's cool. I'm in now. And then the girl's like, there's your seat. And I jumped on my seat and I sat down. I was sitting behind the tallest woman in the world. I've got to show you a photo of my view.
Oh, my God. There is the hairiest head I've ever seen covering the entire stage.
I could not see a thing. All I could see was the lights on the perimeter. I could not see the stage. I could not see any of the performers.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, no, this is great. Yeah, I love what they've done with the stage setting. Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, those costumes are fabulous. I could not see around her. And I'm pretty tall.
You had a better view when you were outside of the theater.
I did. Do you know what I had to do? Because there were no other seats. It was packed. They had to give me a booster seat, so I had to sit on a kid's booster seat so that I could actually see and watch the show. And after that, it was a great show.
It was an awesome show. It sounded great anyway.
Yeah, it sounded great. From what I could hear, the singing was fabulous. But no, it was an awesome show. The performances were great. No Casey Donovan, though.
Oh, where was Case?
Well, she was not there, so her understudy did her part. So
we got her on this show to talk about it.
I know.
The last time she's on this show.
She's not even showing up to work. She's not even showing up to do 9 to 5. She's doing 0 hours.
Rip off.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
When you realised I don't get paid enough for this job.
Oh, yes. We've all been there. We've all had those moments.
For me, it was sprinting down King Street on Friday trying to get to win Suburban Survivor.
Oh, yes.
I'm not fit. I don't know why I was running. But The pearl of story that I've got for you is when we're in hospital. So remember recently in hospital with little baby Henry, who was quite sick. He had a bout of gastro and then some weird bacterial infection. Yeah. And the nurses needed to get some samples from him, like, you know, urine samples, blood samples and stool samples.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
And so every time he had a nappy, they're like, we need a stool sample. And every time he was that sick that there was no...
It
was just liquid. There was no... you couldn't scrape anything off the nappy.
Poor
little thing. And so the nurses every time kept going, can we? Oh, no. Nah. No, we can't. And they like, it's impossible for us to get a sample because it's so liquefied. Mm. And then this went on for about 3 days. And then on the third day, one of the nurses came in and said to me, and she goes, Jade, I did it. I got a sample. I'm like, how'd you do that? It's still really liquefied. And she goes, I literally had to wring the nappy out. Whoa. She goes, it was one of those moments for me where I was wringing the nappy out just saying, I love my job, I love my job. I do not get paid enough for this. I do not get paid enough for this because he was that sick. The smell, he was infamous in the ward because he just was that sick. And you know how whenever you've had the gastro, it's not pretty.
Oh, gee.
So
she had to get the nappy and like wring it out into like a little sample jar or something.
So that's right because it was...
That's pretty.
That was one of those moments.
Did she wear gloves?
Yeah, she had gloves on. Oh, God, she had gloves on.
I just want to make sure.
And everything like that. But that was one of those moments when she realised, I don't get paid enough for this job.
Poor nurses across the Illawarra don't get paid enough at the best of times.
I know, that's right. And when you're wringing sickly poop out of a nappy, well, you know that that's not a high point of your week. Or career, for that matter. Right. But we've all had those moments.
Oh, well, everybody's had those moments. I remember going to a doctor one time and I had to get a prostate exam. And he says... All right. He says, I've been looking at bums all day. I was like, all right, fair enough. What's another one?
All right, well, look, you've thrown that number out. Our phone lines have lit up. So, look, Illawarra, it's a Monday, and it's all heightened on a Monday, isn't it? You don't want to go to work on a Monday at the best of times.
That's right.
What made you realise I don't get paid enough for this job? We'll get to your calls in just a moment.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I don't get paid enough for this job.
Yeah, we've all been there.
You have been there. I mean, you were working in a bar once. And
my job in that bar was to clean up the toilets the next day. Yes. First thing I had to do when I arrived in and I got to tell you, some of the things, I won't get into it because people are eating breakfast, but some of the things that I saw stuck to the ceiling in toilets.
Wow. Like what things? Can you be elusive? Like just, well, I guess you could be.
You want me to say? I had to clean a women's toilet one time.
Yes.
And a woman's product was attached to the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's true. I will say no more.
4275195. When was that moment when you thought, I don't get paid enough for this job? Angie and Ferrimeti Meadows joined us. When was that moment for you?
Oh, my God, it wasn't that gross, but anyway. I worked for a horrible company and they couldn't keep staff, so I was constantly training their accounts team and I was the payroll manager, and then I found out they were all getting paid more than me.
Sacrilegious.
See? Oh, I can't stand that.
Did you tell them where to go? You can train them up yourself, see you later.
I basically did. They gave me my pay rise, but I still found a better job anyway.
Nice move. Get out of there as fast as you can.
You won in the end,
right. Thanks, Angie. Yeah. Let's go from Fairy Meadow to Cringilla.
Safa, all right, tell us that moment that you discovered, hey, stuff this, I hate this job, I don't get paid enough for it.
I went into work and I got there nice and early, as I always do, and our freezers were dead, so... It was a full freezer full of chicken.
Oh, no.
That was stinky and smelly and maggots and everything you could imagine.
So fully defrosted. They're all sitting there and they're all...
Well, there's maggots, man. So when there's maggots in town, you know it's bad.
Oh, jeez. Once the maggots arrive, you're in trouble.
on holiday for a week before we went back, so that's why it was so
jeez. Okay.
Yuck.
You just resign on the spot.
That's right. You go. See you later.
I don't work there no more.
You wouldn't be eating chicken anymore, would you either? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. No, thanks.
Good on you, Saf. Appreciate the call. 4275-1965.
In Shell Harbour, we have Adriana. Tell us, Adriana, when was that moment when you said or thought, I do not get paid enough for this?
Well, I was 14 working at Macca's as a drive-thru and a person threw half a fish in my face. And I didn't know what to do, so I talked to my manager and she's like, get back on the thing, because it was a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
I got back on the drive-thru and the same people drove through again and threw the other half of the fish on my face.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
You got double fish.
Wow. It's funny now. The time I was like, what the heck? That's wrong.
That is terrible.
That's so random.
Does horrible things like that. I don't.
Hey, Adriana.
Yeah.
Did you get fries with that?
I did. I definitely stole them.
You know what? I'm curious, actually. Yes. You know, she must have called the police. Surely she called the police and reported it. Said there's something fishy going on at McDonald's. Come on.
Boom, tish.
Come on.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Joke of the Damien.
All right, joke of the Damien.
Make us laugh, mate. It's the start of the week. People are getting out of bed this time going, no.
The pressure. There's so much pressure. Okay, there's a guy, he's at work, picks up the phone, dials a number, rings. Suddenly a young girl picks up the phone and says, hello. Hi, honey. This is Daddy, he says. Is Mommy near the phone? She says, no, Daddy. She's upstairs in the bedroom with Uncle Paul. After a brief pause, Daddy says, but honey, you haven't got an Uncle Paul. And she says, oh, you know, yes, I do. He's upstairs in the room with Mammy right now. The guy's kind of thinking, oh, my God, okay. All right,
What's going on here? Here's
what I want you to do, darling. Go upstairs and tell Mammy that Daddy's pulling into the driveway in his car. So she goes off, she goes upstairs, comes back down. And he says, so did you do what I said? And she says, yes, I did. He said, so what did Mammy do? And she says, well, she got really scared and she jumped out of bed and she had no clothes on. And as she was going across the room, she tripped over the rug and she hit her face off the dresser and now she's not moving at all. Oh, and the guy's like, oh, that's a bit rough.
Yeah.
And he says, what about Uncle Paul? And she says, well, he was really scared too as well. He got out of the bed and he was naked and he was running around and he decided to jump out the window into the pool down below. But he forgot that you had emptied the pool and I think he's after smashing his head off the ground.
God.
And I think he's dead.
Oh, this is hardcore.
There's a long, long pause. You know, the man's thinking, long pause. And then he turns around and says, hey, wait a minute. What swimming pool? Is this 4865731?
Oh, no!
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.